countrywide on RTE Radio 1.
Now, in case you are mystified by what it is that I'm talking about all of these smells and you missed the top of the programme, we are asking this morning, what is the quintessential smell of Ireland? Because there is actually an official smell nominated by the government for inclusion in a project to create a global archive of smells. But that was 25 years ago. And back then, the government of the day decided that our official smell would be burning turf. But now that we are preserving bogs and no longer burning them, the person behind that project, Gail Nalls, wants us to update our smell. Now, she has drawn up a suggested list of 27 wild plants and flowers and seaweeds, and she wants you to vote for the one that you think says most clearly, this is Ireland. Early polling puts gorse several lengths clear of everything else. There's hawthorn in there, there's honeysuckle, there's meadowsweet, but gorse is 17.5% if you think the smell of Ireland. We met up with Gail on a recent visit here to Ireland and a walk through the gorse on Bray Head in Wicklow.
Of course, a number of Irish people live in New York and other places in the world. And one of the things they always ask when you say you're going to Ireland is to bring them back some turf. That memory of the burning turf is Ireland to them. So what now? Now we're almost a generation into the slow reduction of burning turf where people aren't experiencing it anymore. It's no longer the common scent that everybody could recognize. What will it be? Because it's very important. It fills a huge cultural need that helps us bond. I mean, it helps us understand who we are, understand place, understand what things mean to us. It defined things, family, getting together, warmth, security, all these things. So what can feel differently, but what can be that bonding agent? Up in the high fields above where we're standing, there are gorse plants, who knows how long they've been there. And that is most certainly a unifying smell. The smell of gorse is an inspiring smell because it's both powerful and subtle at the same time, I think. It does smell a bit like coconut, but it's also sweet and greenish and quite pleasant. Somebody told me just recently that when they grew up, their mother washed their clothes and hung them out all over the gorse bushes to dry. And the gorse smell dried into their clothes every day, and so that they wore them, and that how delightful it was to be able to work all day and smell the gorse on your skin coming from the clothes. And I thought, how wonderful. You know, we should all be so lucky. It's important to honor and protect the smell of the plants of a region, because these are how we know a place. These olfactory communications are stimuli that help you know where you are in this world, that they communicate with you on a subconscious level and a conscious level, and they are modulating your behavior, they are creating your mood, and they are influencing you in ways that most people don't realize and aren't fully appreciating until they're gone. People who lost their sense of smell during COVID, the emptiness that they felt was so profound that many people go into deep depressions from it. If this stimuli is suddenly this that's running unconsciously at every breath that we take in, where these molecules from these plants are embodied in us, are gone, it's like the background programming is dropped out of your life, with it goes the meaning.
So, to apply their questions to Gail's, they apply their noses even to Gail's question, I'm joined from Kerry by Mo Stafford of Skellig Coastal Kitchen and from Clare by Sadie Chowan of the Burren Perfumery. Good morning to both of you. Mo, you've already voted for your scent of Ireland. What did you choose?
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
Very good.
Good. I chose the crabapple flower.
Oh,
as my favourite. I know.
I have no idea what that smells like now.
The crabapple flower is gorgeous. It's a very, very fragrant, you know, it's got that gorgeous, sweet, fragrant, spring-like aroma. It's just gorgeous. And it's a beautiful, beautiful flower, of course, as well.
That's the smell of spring, though. Mm. Now that we're in, you know, the vibe is very much more summery, would you change your mind? I mean, you are in Derry, Nan. You must be blinded by the gorse.
Listen, it's like trying to choose your favourite child, your favourite pet, isn't it? It's ridiculous, to be honest, down here. I went on a little walk. There's a lot. There's bluebells, which are also spring, which is a real favourite of mine. But in the summer, obviously the honeysuckle, the meadow sweet. But guess what? I went on a bit of a walk last night in the evening time because of this. I said, I'm going to go out now and I'm going to have a little look around. And I started looking, you know, as I do, I always stop along the verges and things. But I really got down low to the ground last night to flowers that we all know so well. And I started picking things like clover, you know, the red clover, which are, you know, they're very abundant at the moment. My gosh, my gosh. When you pick a red clover in the evening time, have you any idea? The scent is just divine.
Go on, what? So,
pardon?
What does it smell of?
It smells of summer. It smells sweet. It smells, it's just a joyous, gorgeous aroma of summer, of warmth. It has a lovely, ripe, warm, beautiful perfume. I think it's got a little bit of sweetness. It's quite subtle, but it's just gorgeous. It smells of, you know, it's got that old-fashioned powdery sort of smell that we associate almost with, you know, the days of nostalgic days, maybe of your grandmother and that powdery, beautiful perfumes. Sweet, very sweet.
Sadie really Chow and the Burren Perfumery, not much clover in the fields around you, I would imagine, but plenty of orchids.
Wonderful orchids. In fact, one of my contenders would be the wild fragrant orchid, which is just grows everywhere here in the grasslands of the Burren, probably in early July, so not quite outlet, but it's so fragrant and delicate. And I love the fact that you have to actually lean down into it and smell it. So it's incredibly exotic for somewhere like the Burren, which has a palette of very delicate, quiet scents. So I would agree that the honeysuckle, which is woven through all the hedgerows and the meadowsweet and the hawthorn, are all wonderful. But I think that we could go for something like the wild fragrant orchid, or even my favourite is the wild burnet rose. The wild burnet rose is a rose that grows in the crevices of the Burren, and a little like the blossom of the crabapple tree. It's incredibly delicate.
Okay, I hate to be a
rosy
pedant,
and
though,
honeyed.
Sadie, yeah. I have to pull you up because the orchid would be very local to the Burren and not necessarily a national smell.
No, but the wild burnet rose would be much more widespread.
So is that your nominee?
I say that was my nominee, yeah. I spent 4 years making a perfume around the wild burnet rose, which I'm very proud of. I'm also working on gorse, a perfume around the gorse. So I do love the gorse. I love its coconut, vanilla scent, and it has a little hint of pineapple if you smell very carefully.
Well, I can't, because I belong to that very small genetic subset that cannot smell gorse at all. So I think there's some kind of a karma here for having a silly West Brit name, that if gorse is the new national smell, I have never smelled it and I never will smell it. Is that a difficulty for you as a perfumier, that people do perceive smells very, very differently?
I love that. I love that each scent and each smell is personal to people. And yes, we get hundreds and hundreds of people and they all smell things differently. But it's like colours. If you think that what you're looking at or what you're smelling is what your husband or wife or child or friend is smelling, and actually it's not. It's incredibly personal. There's always a slight variance. And things like sandalwood, some people can't smell sandalwood, or some people, we just don't smell things in the same way. And I love that. The set that you're creating your own connection with your life, with your memories, with your emotions, and with your sense of place.
Well, it makes,
and I think that's lovely.
It makes securing agreement on what is the smell of Ireland even harder than you would imagine. Mo and Sadie, thank you both very much. If you want to vote, worldsensorium.com is where you will find all the information and the poll on this. Worldsensorium.com. Sadie and Mo and Gail, thank you all very much.